I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later, in Faith Matters, he represents the growing number of Latino evangelicals, and he says they see the world beyond black and white and right and left. The Reverend Samuel Rodriguez on matters of faith and politics, plus the Barbershop Guys. That's coming up. But first, it's time for our weekly political chat. This week, on the Democratic side, we had one candidate rise from the dead, another drop out, one pick up some high-profile endorsements, and a fourth vow to stay in the race until the summer convention, regardless of whether he wins a primary or caucus. On the Republican side, all six candidates headed to South Carolina for a last night's Fox News Republican debate. To help us sort it all out, we're joined by Shayla Murray, political reporter with The Washington Post, and Luis Clemens, editor of Candidato USA, an online publication dedicated to politics and other news of particular interest to Latino voters. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Luis, you there?
I sure am.
Okay.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thanks for coming back. Shayla, let's start with you. The Republican nominees debated in South Carolina last night, as we said, the Democratic debate in New Hampshire, a lot of people thought provided sort of a defining moment for Senator Clinton that kind of reshaped the race. Were there any singular moments or any home runs for any of the Republicans last night?
It doesn't seem so. Senator McCain needed a good performance and seems to have had one, and no particular, I think, jabs or moments that would linger, and you know, with voters like we saw in New Hampshire last weekend, seem to have taken place. So, you know, that's really a draw in New Hampshire right now. You have Governor Huckabee polling fairly well there, and Governor Romney trying to hold on. So that's a real fight, and the polls are pretty close.
So it was all a draw, pretty much a draw last night. Shayla?
It seems like it. It nothing really jumped out in the, you know, you can always tell when debates are boring when the stories run inside the newspaper.
Okay. Well, one story, Luis, was about Senator Thompson. He was kind of the headline for a number of the stories I saw, that he just seemed more aggressive, more on point. But do you think it makes a difference? I mean, is there any gas left in his candidacy?
I think in South Carolina there is possibility, and he was definitely playing to the local audience when he was talking about high fence, wide gates, talking about taxpayer-funded programs for illegals. South Carolina is a state that cares deeply about the issue of illegal immigration. And in the Fox poll that was released yesterday, it was the single most important issue cited by South Carolina likely Republican primary voters. So, yes, I think he scored some minor points.
Okay. And talking about aggressive, you know, there just seems to be, Shayla and Luis, I'd like to hear from both of you on this. There seems to be just a lot of kind of tension between the Clinton and Obama camps. I guess it's inevitable because they're sort of jostling for first place. And heading into South Carolina, it was reported that sort of that Senator Clinton was initially planning just to kind of write it off and cede it, but now she's not going to. But I just, you know, wonder whether either one of them is kind of worried about what's developing. There's a story this morning that Jim Clyburn, a very influential House Democratic Whip, number three in the House leadership, African-American, first African-American to hold that position from South Carolina, irritated with some remarks that Senator Clinton made that he felt seemed to diminish the role of the civil rights leaders. And there was this comment that former President Bill Clinton made that where he called Senator, you know, Obama's view of Iraq a fairy tale. So are they worried about this, Shayla?
Yes, this is I think the South Carolina race is really where the contrast between the Clintons and Senator Obama is going to be most dramatic and defining, because the very large black population in South Carolina constitutes almost half of the Democratic electorate will be making a distinction between the Clintons, who have up to this point been the most, you know, closely allied sort of presidency, President Clinton's time in office with the black community, and then in decades, and he has deep loyalties throughout the South and in South Carolina, where the lawmakers, black lawmakers, have split between Obama and Clinton. It's created a tremendous amount of tension and rivalry on the ground. And if Jim Clyburn takes sides in this, then presumably will endorse Obama, as we're increasingly suspicious that he will do that in a week or so. That could really take something away from the Clinton candidacy that was one of its most valuable commodities going into this, and that is that she could compete directly with Senator Obama on race and appeal to African Americans, who are such important Democratic primary voters in particular. The South Carolina race is really an interesting one and has a lot of layers to it that we just almost never see in revealed at this level. It's fascinating to watch.
In the interest of time, Luis, I'm going to skip past South Carolina, go to Nevada. This is the first place where Latino voters really get a chance to show, you know, where they are in this race. And Obama got an important endorsement from the Culinary Workers Union, a lot of Hispanic representation in this union. So what do you make of what's going on in Nevada, Luis?
Well, I think, like South Carolina, it's a fascinating race, but it's a very different dynamic. It's a caucus state, means low turnout, and that's why the endorsement, not only by the Culinary Workers Union, but by the Nevada chapter of the Service Employees International Union, is crucial. Unions turn out their members to participate in these caucuses, and whereas nationwide, Senator Obama's support among Latinos has lagged well behind Latino support for Senator Clinton. Union organizers here could play a significant role. Caucuses are a different political process than what first-generation Latinos have experienced back home. So turnout's not going to be high. You're not going to see the same sort of participation in primaries that you'll see in California or New York. It's a very different ballgame. It's a fascinating race.
Luis, what's the origin of Senator Clinton's support among Latino voters? I mean, I know she's gotten some high-profile endorsement. Raul Ruiz Aguirre endorsed her. Antonio Villaraigosa endorsed her. I think Henry Cisneros endorsed her. He's a former Clinton official. I guess it's not that surprising. But what is it? Is it name recognition? What is it?
It's name recognition in part, but it's also a very clear association among Latino Democrats in terms of associating the Clinton administration with times of economic prosperity. It's also the fact that the Clintons, both of them, have decades worth of relationships with prominent Hispanic politicians and community leaders at many different levels. They've been working those votes, if you will, for a very long time. And frankly, for most Latinos, Barack Obama is Barack Barack who? Barack what? He's an unknown quantity compared to the Clintons for many Latinos.
I hear you. If you're just joining us, I'm talking politics with Luis Clemens, the Candidato USA editor and Washington Post reporter Shayla Murray. Shayla, another endorsement question. John Kerry endorsed Senator Barack Obama. Good for him? Bad for him? Double-edged sword?
Well, it's probably a double-edged sword to the extent that, you know, Senator Kerry was the failed nominee from 4 years ago. But also, this is an interesting development for Senator Obama because he is, for the most part, run as an insurgent candidate up to this point. And, you know, with this improbable Iowa victory and coming pretty close in New Hampshire on the Clinton turf. But it is now time for, now that he is engaged in a head-to-head battle with Senator Clinton, there's a sense in the campaign that the more of this establishment reinforcement that they can build around him, the more stature he will sort of gain in the, you know, as you're running a national campaign, you don't have time to show up in these small towns the way he did in Iowa over months and get to know voters and have people grow comfortable with him. So these surrogates, I think we're going to see Janet Napolitano, the very widely respected governor of Arizona, female former Clinton administration official, endorse Obama in the next day or two. There are some other high-profile women, Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, and Governor Kathleen Sebelius of Kansas, I think, mm-hmm. are also teeing up possibly in the days ahead.
Mm, that's interesting. In fact, I thought Senator Kerry's speech was interesting because I saw it as him saying, hearkening back to his days as kind of a youthful leader coming out of Vietnam and saying, you know what, it's time for my generation to step off and let the next generation
powerful.
Move forward. That's how I heard it.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty powerful speech that he gave, actually, and and acknowledging this new guard that Obama represented. And that's, you know, Senator Kerry may not be the best messenger, but that's a pretty powerful message to send out.
Mm-hmm. We only left about a minute to talk about Michigan. So, Luis, do you want to take the lead on that? It's a primary on January 15th, next in line for both parties. Is this Mitt Romney's last stand? Can he survive if he doesn't win there?
I haven't a clue, Michelle, and frankly, journalists don't have a very good track record of predicting races this time around. All I can tell you for
discretion sure. Discretion is the better part of valor, Luis. You got that right?
I'll say this, Michelle. I mean, he's pulled out advertising out of South Carolina and Florida. He's clearly putting all his eggs in this one basket. It's definitely make or break time for him.
Okay. Shayla, quick word from you.
I don't think he can lose three times and spend that kind of money and expect to be viable for much longer.
There seems to be an effort to, you know, for the Democrats, there's only one candidate on the ballot. That's Senator Clinton. Now there seems to be an effort to get Obama and Edwards supporters to vote uncommitted. Do people ever do that, Shayla?
You know, it's funny. Actually, undecided has won the Iowa caucus several times in the past. And that is, it's an interesting sort of, counterculture kind of move to make, but that's definitely what they're. You know, if you look at these votes in Iowa and New Hampshire, certainly, the anti-Clinton vote won by a large margin.
Okay, that's something to look at. Uncommitted. How's uncommitted doing? Shayla Murray, political reporter with the Washington Post. Luis Clemens, editor with Candidato USA. Thank you both so much for joining us. Come back and see us.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.